Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Welcome back in. Mike, Bo, Dylan hanging out with you here on a hump day Wednesday morning. We do have Monday Night Football, and of course we'll always have the Falcons Friday locked in where it's at. I just want to remind people, I'm just trying to do my public service announcement. We try to do this all week leading up to this point. This is not an 8:20 kick. All right, for anybody that out there that doesn't realize this, let's go ahead and get the message out to Falcons Nation or whatever you want to call it. The Nest, the Rise Up people, whatever the faction is, it's not an 8:20 kick. This is an hour earlier than normal. All right. So get your transportation prepared to arrive on time and be rowdy in Mercedes-Benz Stadium for this Monday night game.
I remember when I went as a kid to the Georgia Dome where we used to sit. I've told this story before, like we didn't have season tickets. I got to go to like one or two games a year. My dad's boss would give him tickets.
Sure.
And it would sometimes be a regular season game. Sometimes it'd be a preseason game. Sometimes we'd get both, you know. But there was this guy that called himself the Great Falcone or Falcone or something
there
like that.
There you go.
And he had like
a Swami feel.
He had like a duck. Like not a duck, but like a beak, the Falcon beak helmet.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that guy still does that.
I don't know, man.
Might
be like our guy Stats out at training camp that randomly showed back up after like a 7-year hiatus.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's an odd thing to just disappear for 7 years. But Stats is, if you
Shout
guys ever seen
guy.
Stats, he knows everything about every player. He just calls them out. It's kind of random and funny.
Real quick before we get into this Falcons conversation about this defense, the NHL started off yesterday. It was opening night for them. Do you have an NHL team? Do you follow like the Jets because they moved from here?
No, I hate them because of it.
Okay. Do you have one at all? Like, is it?
Yeah. If I had to say that I would pick for one team.
Okay.
It's going to, you got any guesses who it might be?
If I had to pick one, it'd probably be the Predators, but I don't know. I have no idea where you're going with this.
Blackhawks.
Okay.
I
yeah.
grew up loving the logo. Yeah. I've been to a Blackhawks game. I've been to a Blackhawks playoff game.
That's pretty cool.
In fact, fun fact about me is the team, the Thrashers left Atlanta right around the time I was like my second year, I think, in radio or maybe my third year. And I think they left after the 10th season. So I really never went to a hockey game as a fan until the Blackhawks game.
Interesting.
A very quick question on that. Is hockey, for people who don't really watch hockey or maybe are casual fans, is hockey very much like baseball to where if it can be boring to people who don't know what's going on or don't really understand the game, but once you get there and you're in person and just being in that environment, it's much more exciting than people might realize?
I think hockey's fun to watch on TV, personally.
I was going to say, I mean, to me, it's close quarters. It's like a quarter of a soccer field to me, and it's kind of like a lot like if you were playing soccer in close quarters.
Okay.
You know, everything's happening very quickly. There's never a stop in the action. Well, there are stops in the action, but not like a baseball game. You know, I think like anything, you fight the feeling of getting drudged down kind of in regular season. I mean, most people don't care if they're just watching, you know, a Dodgers versus Mariners game that, you know, so-and-so, you know, got a ground ball into a double play in the fourth inning. It's just like in the regular season. So I think they fight a little bit of that. But I'll be interested to see how this NHL season goes. So it'll be a lot of fun.
I'll tell you this, Dylan. If you don't like it on TV, if you just don't really get into it on TV, then, yeah, I think you would love it in person, though. If you're on the fence about it, because it is, to me, it's very exciting in person. I think it – you could give it the NASCAR type feel where
yeah, NASCAR's going. NASCAR is so much, especially at Echo Park Speedway, so much fun in person. All right, let's get to some of this conversation after not hearing from the Atlanta Falcons for a week. You know, a couple of these guys were back at the podium yesterday. Raheem Morris stepped at the podium, was asked about the new defensive pieces on the field and how that's boosted the squad from last year.
We did go through a whole season last year. You know, obviously Brick and Rudy and a couple guys changed, but there's a lot of familiar faces both on defense. There's a lot of familiar faces from last year. There's some new rookies, obviously, with Pierce and Walker and Watt and Bowman. Be to add those pieces, they have meshed really well to what we want to do and who we want to be. And they've actually led us to a certain extent in all of those guys. We talk about coaching or player.
I got to be real with you, man. And I respect Raheem for saying it the way he is. I think he doesn't want to disrespect the people that were here last year. But the biggest new part of this team is undoubtedly Jeff Ulbrich. Like, the biggest difference from last year to this year for me is undoubtedly Jeff Ulbrich. I don't think there's a close second. I mean, we've talked throughout the week about the defensive rankings and the yards per game and everything else. Like, he's completely changed the trajectory of that defense and where it sits right now.
Yeah, but you also have, I mean, yes, it's hard to disagree because I can't tell you that the four rookies would be having the same impact that they've had through the first four games if you had Jimmy Lake's style of defense.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sit here and bash Jimmy Lake. I had interactions with Jimmy Lake, always nice. Everybody in the buildings always talked great about him. Problem is, his defense was not an NFL caliber scheme. His scheme, I should say. And the other thing I would say is that Raheem Morris waited entirely too long to fix that. And I think I said that, I feel like I said that last year, that why are we still doing the same defense? And you can call in and call me out if you think I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure I said you can't allow to continue to let receivers run unabated for 7 to 10 yards down the field like they did last year.
Sure.
And you have hugged up on receivers. It's not like you're not necessarily playing like press man coverage on the line of scrimmage, but you're hugging up. They're not just running free where at any point, you know, you see on film or you see after three or four plays, hey, if they're gonna play 10 yards off the ball, turn around at 5. And I'm going to hit you, and we're going to dink and duck our way down the field.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say that, but I think it's 100% accurate. But also, don't forget though, you have guys that are making, but you have ball hawks all over the defense now. You have guys that just have closing speed now. I heard someone. I'm sorry. I know you're going to get frustrated when I say this, but I was watching Twitter because I was off. And this guy, you know, Nate Landman had a good game, a couple of games. I think it was the game, I don't know, sometime during the bye week. Why is Landman not here anymore? I can't believe we let this guy go. And like 20 people jumped him, old dude's like mentions and was like, because he was slow. Because we're better now.
I think Divine Diablo has been pretty good in his absence. So,
and they defended Divine Diablo. And Divine Diablo gets lost in the fray because the four rookies have played so well.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Speaking of somebody who was here last year, Caden Ellis stepped up to the podium and was talking about how this defensive success has come down to just good pieces working hard.
A lot of hard work, you know. Obviously, Terry and Ron and that whole department brought us all here. And they got Brick here. You know, Brooks pushed us really hard, but it's been worth it so far. We still got strides to take, still got things to correct, ways we can get better and become truly dominant. But it's been fun playing with this group so far.
Yeah, it looks fun. It looks a lot more fun. We've heard Jesse kind of talk about the fact that, you know, he likes Jeff Ulbrich's scheme. Jeff Ulbrich's been there. I would say that this group as a whole looks like they're having more fun than they ever did last year. And I guess it's because of output. You could say that. I guess it's because of success. I am curious to kind of dive into it. I don't think any of the four games we've played so far have been against opponents that even remotely resemble one another. And so I'll be curious to see, we're four games in now. Once we get to 8, once we've had similar style of offenses you played, to go back and kind of look at things and how they're going about their business in terms of how it's changed since a year ago. But I think Caden Ellis said it best, man. Guys are just playing hard. They're flying around. They're not They're not asking questions. They're not looking at one another after the play is over and wondering what the heck happened. I think you just alluded to that as well when you talk about Xavier Watts and some of the ball hawks on the back end. They don't have to ask questions about where they're going. They're very rarely out of place in this defense.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I said you brought up we've heard from Caden Ellis, and it just popped in my head. Like, what is Caden Ellis' future moving forward with this team if we have another year of Jeff Ulbrich and Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris? Like, if it came down to right now, if I told you to pick between Kyle Pitts and Caden Ellis, who are you picking?
Caden Ellis.
So am I.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I don't. That's not a slight. But it's just like Caden Ellis.
Did we extend Caden Ellis?
No.
Extended Darnell Mooney, right?
No.
Back in September.
No, Mooney was, I think it was a restructure.
Okay.
Basically, to move money around.
Yeah, there you
go. But, like, it's one of those deals where, I mean, I don't know if there's been a bigger signing in the last, you know, as much as we talk about how great Jesse Bates is Caden Ellis not right there in line?
Okay, are you saying Caden Ellis has been a bigger signing than Jesse Bates?
No, I'm not saying bigger.
I think it's worth a conversation.
I'm saying they're equal. I don't think the defense is as good as they are right now without either one of them. Oh, there's the Captain Obvious statement. But my point is like they are both equally leading their units, and they've been very good since the day they stepped on the field here.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about that. All right, this Thursday, join the Hawks for a blend of basketball and entertainment at State Farm Arena on Thursday, October 9th, with the Hawks Fan Fest presented by CareSource. You will have a unique opportunity to watch the 2025-26 Hawks roster in action through encore drills and contests. Roscoe Dash performs, plus take part in interactive games and make some new memories. Tickets are available for $5. At Ticketmaster.com. We come back, we're going to talk some college football. I got a question for Bo, man. Crazy slate of games coming up this weekend. Who's more likely to be upset on the road, Georgia or Alabama? We'll have that conversation coming up on the other side of the break. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.